Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Monday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting the phone lines open for Falcons fans. Talk through what happened yesterday against the Chargers. You know, the Chargers obviously keep finding ways to win. We don't have to, you know.
Right.
Yesterday was what it was. They play like a cold weather team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know they play in L.A., but like Jim Harbaugh, just the way he plays, is like they play like it's 22 degrees outside and a frozen
tundra. That's his formula.
Yeah, it's his formula.
That's his formula.
Yeah.
How the hell do you keep hiring Greg Roman as your offensive coordinator? That's what you want to do. That's what Greg does.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened in Baltimore. And then, you know,
they had to move on.
They had to move on. Yeah. So, yeah. It eventually will have to move on. Eventually,
yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, you're going to have to trust Justin Herbert.
They're ahead.
In his talent.
They're ahead of schedule in terms of wins and losses and all of that.
They
he wants to build
work.
A defense.
They still got work.
And once they get to really where they want to be personnel, because they're receiving core. McConkey's having a great year.
Yes.
But when they build out the rest of the receiving core, you're probably going to want to have an offensive play caller that can get those guys involved. But they're 8-4. So
that's all that matters.
Say what you want to say about them. They're 8-4.
That's
all right. Let's get to some of the other games from over the very long weekend. I don't have a ton to say about any of the games on Thanksgiving other than, you know, call a timeout.
Yeah.
Matt Eberflus.
Damn, dog.
They fired him.
My thing is this.
Right.
Why y'all send him up there? Why y'all should have postponed the media availability and go ahead and fire. Y'all should have fired him after the game, basically.
It's crazy.
You should have fired him after the game.
He talked to the media about what happened at the end and was like, yeah, I think we did it right.
He should have fired him
before
the game. Now, I hate to say I'm happy for some, but I am, because I love Thomas Brown. That's my man.
Right.
And so I'm happy he getting the opportunity. I know nobody wants to get a head coaching job like this. But I'm happy that he got an opportunity to go and see what he can do.
Yeah, maybe, you know, get some momentum going a little bit in the other direction and show something to some future teams. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a clean house in Chicago, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they got good players.
Yeah.
I think they have good players. I don't know. The Cowboys and Giants game was terrible. And the Packers defense is legit.
Yeah,
man.
They can play, dog.
That's a really good defense that the Green Bay Packers have.
Yeah, and Miami still can't play in the cold. Not wanting to, like, I'm hard-headed about it. Just play better. But they look cold.
You can't look cold.
You know what I'm saying?
They look like Tony Gonzalez.
You look cold.
You know Tony Gonzalez on the Amazon broadcast just looks like an icicle?
That was my only thing. I was like, damn, y'all look cold.
Talk yourself into it
for
3 hours and then be cold after.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's like, damn, y'all look cold.
The Chiefs won in the most Chiefs way possible.
Oh, God.
Again.
This has got to be either on the sideline or a quick throw. They snapped it. O'Connor wasn't ready. The ball's on the turf, and the Chiefs have the football.
There's a flag down.
Please be a false start. Otherwise, this game is over.
Illegal shift on the offense. The penalties decline. The Chiefs did recover the backwards pass and take over first down.
Unbelievable.
Only the Chiefs.
Only the Chiefs and only the damn Raiders.
Only
the Raiders.
The
come
perfect
on, man.
Marriage of
the
a play
perfect
like that.
Raider play.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Chiefs, hey, they just find ways, dude. They keep finding ways. And as long as they got that guy, I'm always giving the benefit of the doubt. Because they're getting healthy. They get Pacheco back and everything. But I'm just gonna give him I'm gonna give 15 the benefit of the doubt.
If it was any other team, we'd be treating like remember the Vikings a couple years ago?
Yes.
We were like, no,
nope.
Don't buy it.
Yep.
Don't buy it. And then they lost to Daniel Jones in the first round of the playoffs.
Yes.
By the way, Brock Bowers, 10 catches, 140 touchdowns.
You see that one kick?
Doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
See that one hand grab?
God, he's good.
He's so damn good.
But I know he's not going to win the rookie of the year because you got to be a quarterback or a running back.
He's in the conversation.
Put him in the conversation.
He is at least third behind the two quarterbacks.
Definitely.
At least.
You definitely got to give him some love in that conversation.
Yes.
All right. Let's hear Russell Wilson just absolutely bawling on Sunday.
Quick snap and a throw out to Pickens at the 20-yard line. Makes the grab, heads up the sideline, eludes a tackler, and waltzes it for the score and boots the ball up into the crowd.
He don't like money.
Nah.
Because he's Sam Sobaka. He throw it away every week.
Yeah, George Pickens.
Yeah, he's going to get fired for that.
Love that and the other
gun
thing.
And the gun thing.
And the other thing.
Why don't you like money? Now, it's hard not. I love George. Obviously, dog, everything like that. But this dude, and Mike said it, he's got to grow up. But he hasn't grown up now. When?
That's the thing. We're not talking about a rookie.
Yeah. I mean, you do the same. And it's just dumb. Like, why? Yeah. And that's what, you know, and I love Mike T. And Mike Tomlin, he can coddle him or whatever he tries to do with George and everything. But George got to grow up, man.
It feels like Mike Tomlin is, if anybody's going to get him to, like Tomlin's the guy. But again, he's only been there, and Tomlin's been the coach the whole time, and he's still doing that kind of stuff.
It's like, damn, homie.
Anyway, Russell Wilson threw for 414 yards.
He was awesome.
People do that against the Bengals, I will
say.
They're
awful.
I do feel bad for Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and the guys on offense that score like 35 points a game and then lose.
Yeah.
In their 8 losses, they've averaged allowing 33 points.
That is awesome.
That's crazy.
And I love Lou.
Yeah, he's going to have to probably.
This dude was the hottest coordinator 2 years ago.
Yeah. Now, I will say, 2 years ago, they had much better personnel.
Yes, they did.
They had much better personnel on that defense in Cincinnati. Some of them are here in Atlanta. Some of them are other places. Yeah. But, yeah, man, that's 44 points to a team that just likes to keep it on the ground.
Yep.
Like, the Falcons held them without a touchdown when they played.
Russell threw 400 of them things.
Russ is playing good.
He is.
Playing very, very good.
Oh, okay. Real quick, because college football and Porto, Arkansas coach Sam Pittman will return.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the upset of the season.
Yeah.
We thought Sam was going to get fired
We thought Sam was going to get fired in September.
We were talking about Petrino and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Good for them.
Good for them.
They've had kind of nice. They've had some nice wins this year. I can't say like the whole season was nice, but they've had some nice wins this year. What else? The Colts beat the Patriots because the Patriots tried a 68-yard field goal at the end of the game to win it.
But
now, they probably weren't going to hit the Hail Mary either, but it's a lot to ask of a guy outside in New England in December.
Dude, what a freaking drive. 19 plays, 5-minute drive to go win the game, and then Shane said, all right, I got a 250-pound quarterback.
Tackle him. Yeah, good luck.
He's played well, man. Yeah, he still throws some of that other stuff that you'd be like, what the hell, boy?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you see the talent bump.
At least he's making up for it.
At least he's making up for it and everything like that. But, yeah, 18-play drive to win the game? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Love to see Anthony Richardson bounce back from the benching the way that he has.
Yes.
Seahawks found a way to win again. Aaron Rodgers stinks. The Jets stink. They might bench him.
That game stunk. How the hell? How many Seattle turnovers on special teams? And the Jets are up. Aaron Rodgers feeling himself, everything like that. Pick six by Big Cat.
Yep.
Sacked by Big Cat. I mean, he was outstanding, and the Jets are just a disaster. And they bench him, so what? He deserves it.
That'd be kind of great.
It'd be funny. Because
the only problem is Tyrod's going to win a game for you.
Yeah, and Woody hates him. It seems like Woody Johnson, the owner, hates him, which is hard for me to believe.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
His family hates
him. Yeah, but no, it's a disaster up there, and they got to clean out.
Yeah.
They got to clean out. But he seems like the type of guy, if they bench him, he leaves.
Oh, like at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Like Mariota did?
Yeah.
Did he come up with like a knee injury and just leave town?
Yeah. He seemed like the kind of guy.
Remember that a couple years ago when he just didn't come back?
And then we didn't know until the quarterback show.
Why isn't he really just quit the team.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, remember the quarterback show?
Huh.
Like, oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, nice knowing you, I suppose. We'll always have that one interview with him at training camp. We'll always have that memory. Let's listen. Trevor Lawrence got absolutely destroyed. He's going to be okay, probably. Concussion. Player that hit him is going to get suspended, probably. Here's the way that it sounded.
There's no doubt that Trevor represents that. That'll be Al Shaer, who's flagged for the big hit on the slide, and that's going to start a little bit of a scrum afterwards as the Jaguars come in to protect their QB.
Oh, yeah, it would have took a long time for that game to restart if that was my damn quarterback.
Yeah, that's the brawl of the weekend that I agree with.
Yeah, you hit my quarterback. Now, it was a vicious hit.
It was.
But that play happens every week. The quarterback slides late. Now, the guy don't hit the quarterback as hard as he does, but he'll hit him and they'll throw the flag.
Or you jump over the top of them.
That happens every week. Now, they got to figure out something with this slide thing because this man's coming 100 miles an hour, Trevor. Yep. And Trevor's slowing down, sliding, everything. Now, Is he going to be suspended? Yes. Should he be suspended? Yeah. Is he going to be fine? Yeah. For the people who saw my van, go to hell.
Oh, no.
Go to hell.
No, they're not but kicking no,
it,
him out
but
of the
it
league.
But it was a vicious hit, and so that's why. But that play technically happens all the time. It's just not as vicious as that one.
Yeah, and they have to figure out a way to deal with it, because then you also see guys missing tackles because they think the quarterback might be.
Yes.
It happens to Mahomes every Sunday
because
guys are afraid to hit him because he might be sliding. Yes. Maybe he's going out of bounds, whatever. You know, if you hit him even a hair late, you're going to get penalized.
Yep.
So I don't know how you fix it. I don't know what you do. This is one of those unintended consequences of making football safe, quote unquote.
Yeah, but he blasted him.
He
was vicious.
He hit him very hard.
Yeah, we've been fighting.
You had to fight. After
you
that.
You gave him a quarterback.
There was a lot of dumb brawls in college football on Saturday over flag planting.
USC, the Notre Dame lineman punched a dude in the face?
He did punch him in his helmet.
What the hell happened to this weekend? Did the turkey get something in him?
That's a great question.
Were we eating like turkey with some different type of testosterone in it?
Yeah,
that made us.
What's Butterball been doing to the turkey?
I don't know. But these
put HGH in there.
These dudes were just fighting.
They were.
It's like it was, and it's still always counterproductive to be punching when a dude has a helmet on.
I've always thought so, because your hand doesn't have a helmet on.
No,
but his face does. So all you really did was punch a helmet.
Yeah,
you didn't really punch the guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I don't get it. Anyway, what else? Saquon Barkley is ridiculous. The Eagles with a really nice win over the Ravens. And if you only see the final score, I mean, the Ravens scored with like 2 seconds left to make it look like that. They pretty got well handled by the Eagles yesterday.
Yeah, and, you know, Eagles got out to – I mean, the Ravens got out back to – got off to a good start and everything. And then, you know, the Eagles just put together drive after drive. Them damn Georgia boys.
Yeah.
Them Georgia boys and that young secondary for the Eagles. And Bond – where the hell did I get this dude from? The linebacker, like, he wasn't there last year. This dude is so good. And then you put up with N'Kobe, but Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith.
Yep.
Like,
N'Kobe.
I mean, they
it took a little time.
It took some time. But they got it going and everything like that. And, the Eagles are. They playing.
And Baltimore's got a serious question to ask about Justin Tucker, too.
Yeah,
because.
No.
I mean, they're going to be in close games in the playoffs.
Yep.
That's a team that has the talent to go to the Super Bowl. You don't want to cost yourself playoff games because of, like, allegiance to legacy.
Yep.
He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it anymore.
And it's bad.
Yeah, he missed two field goals and an extra point yesterday, and they lost the game by five. And, again, that wasn't the score was a little bit worse than it looked at the end. But, anyway, the Bucs won a tight one against the Panthers, and I know people might look at that one, too, and be like, the Bucs are in overtime against the Panthers? Bryce Young played really well in that football game.
He did. He did play well. Obviously, you know, Baker gutted out because that was a nasty. And having somebody step on your back of your leg like that, but that third down run was so big. And it was nobody over there, so he didn't have to avoid too many things. He just had to get to a specific spot on the field. But, yeah, gutsy win by them. So he threw a touchdown pass and caught a touchdown pass?
According to fantasy, Josh Allen gets both a touchdown pass and reception for that lateral that he caught and got to the pylon. He gets a receiving touchdown, but not a reception. And a passing touchdown.
All in one play.
And the yardage that accompanies it.
And I know this is a surprise to people out there that this happened to. If you lost
lots
on that play,
of people out there.
I'd be furious.
This would be on Sunday night.
That's BS. You can't have a receiving touchdown and not a reception.
I don't know.
How can there be?
I don't know.
Curious as to how that was scored that way also, but I guess because since it was
you
a
imagine
lateral,
you lost your match. And this, we're coming down
so
to
guys
it.
Guys start tossing the ball over the place.
There's people in big money leagues that are going to miss the playoffs because of that.
Yep.
Technically, Amari Cooper gets the reception. And then he lateraled it. So.
And then, obviously, the biggest blow yesterday, Christian McCaffrey looked like he's going to be done for the year, man.
Yeah.
Just got back, too.
If you saw
just
it,
got back.
He gets the handoff, and he's running around the corner, and he just goes down.
Yeah.
He just took a knee and was like, oh, something happened.
Yeah, so they're saying one of the L's. But, yeah, that team.
MCL? PCL.
Yeah, one of the L's.
Liz Frank.
They are, you know what, and I think, Andy, we said this 2 weeks ago, like, are we sure? Like, they're so beat up right now, the 49ers. They just, I don't think they got it.
Nope.
No,
that was it. They got a 3% chance of making the playoffs, though. They're not going to make it. Are the Falcons going to make it? For the first time in a long time, they have a lower percentage chance than the Bucs do. They still lead the division on a tiebreaker, but in order for a tiebreaker to matter, the division's got to be tied. It is right now. We'll get the phone lines open coming up next, 404-726-0929 for Falcons fans. Obviously, yesterday was bad. The last three games have been bad.